Yeah. Hi, it's me.
Well, I must address the controversy, the fire up the quattro controversy.
Yes. The fire up the quattrow.
Quattrow, yeah, the quattrow, yes.
Yes.
Now, the original writers say it was their line. In fact, it was originally going to be fire up the princess, which is nothing like it's going to look.
That
has a whole different image, isn't it?
Fire up the Talbot.
Yeah. Fire up the princess. I mean, the princess was never a car you fired up. Warm up the princess.
Sorry, we're still talking about the car.
I don't know. It was the name of a car, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, that was an important line, and you say you came up with it, and they say, rubbish, you're just the actor, and they wrote it.
It was absolutely misconstrued. I didn't come up with a line at all. It was always their line. I've never claimed that it was my line in the past, and I certainly wouldn't in the future. It was
I'm getting rid of a controversy rather than stirring one up. I don't want to do that.
It's all a bit of a storm in a teacup. Basically, it was to do with the car. We had a running gag. When we were setting Ashes to Ashes up, the producers sent us a sort of dossier on the great events of 1981, which is when the first series was set. And one of the momentous events in the car industry was the launch of the Mini Metro.
Yeah.
And having driven such an iconic motor in Life on Mars with the Mark III Cortina, was it Mark II or Mark... I don't know, probably get in trouble for that as well.
Mark Phillips and the princess,
basically, So basically, we need an iconic car, so we all put in our oar, and it's one of those sort of very jokey sort of Spartacus, I'm Spartacus, because I was Spartacus moments about the car, so it was just misconstrued, and, he's a controversial character. If I say something, it's always quite fun to find a little bit of controversy to go with it.
Okay, so you're basically just saying something.
By association.
Get your name in the papers. That was a shameless bit of self-promotion. All right. Now, look, were you destined always to be